This is 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Last night, Governor Robert Bentley used his State of the State address to talk about jobs, Medicaid, raises for state employees, and pre-K education. But there were several issues the governor didn't mention at all. Here now to discuss what was missing from Bentley's State of the State address is Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News. He was in Montgomery last night. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, the governor seemed very selective about what he chose to talk about last night. Let's break down what he decided to leave out, starting with Common Core.
Well, Common Core is the thing that the Republican establishment right now is trying to distance itself from. There was a huge Tea Party rally, all the Tea Party groups in Alabama, on the State House steps yesterday. That rally actually lasted longer than the Alabama House day yesterday. But it's something that a lot of people are very passionate about, and to the point that, you know, they're making threats: if you don't repeal Common Core standards in Alabama schools, we're going to take you out. And so he was noticeably, you know, mum about that, as I think you'll see a lot of Republican leaders being the same way this session.
The other thing he left out was concerns about prison conditions.
Well, we've seen protests in the last couple of weeks with prisoners actually using contraband cell phones to, you know, they stage nonviolent protests and then upload pictures and video to social media. But there was nothing said about that. You know, Senator Cam Ward has called this a powder keg or a box full of dynamite that's ready to explode. The state prison system has asked for more funding for this coming year, but there's not a lot there for that.
And finally, one of the other things that Governor Bentley declined to comment on last night was a sense of the state's real financial picture.
Yeah, I mean, the big problem right now is that the general fund is about $80 million a week off of level funding. Beyond that, you have this raid that was done on the Alabama Trust Fund in 2012, which has been supplementing the general fund for the last several years and will continue to supplement it to the tune of about $150 million this year. So really, we don't have an $80 million hole. We have about a $230 million hole. We just have some dirt to throw in there this year. We won't have that next year. The governor did, you know, talk in, you know, ideological terms about debt, but did not provide any plan of what we're going to do this time a year from now. Of course, it's an election year, so it's very convenient for him to ignore that.
Another thing he neglected to comment on yesterday was medical marijuana in the state of Alabama in general. He came out so strongly against it last week, but didn't say anything last night. Why do you think he shied away from it?
I just don't think it's an issue that he sees getting him a lot of traction. It's one that online and our comments and our reader reaction, we see a lot of people who are very passionate about it, to the point that I think there might be a disconnect for between how people feel and how the elected leadership in Montgomery feels. But it's not one that is, you know, that's going to get them a lot of votes come next fall.
You were in Montgomery last night. What was your takeaways from the address? Is the speech a true indication of what we can expect to see from the governor this year?
Perhaps, you know, like I said, there was a lot of ideological statements. I tried to do a fact check today and then realized that there weren't really a lot of facts in there to check. It was mostly his attitudes about things like Medicaid expansion, making his argument again why he's not going to expand Medicaid. That really seemed to be the bulk of the speech.
And finally, Kyle, did you have a sense of the reaction from Democrats to his speech yesterday?
Well, Craig Ford gave the rebuttal last night and came out with very strong, cogent arguments, against what Bentley had said, but then retreats to the traditional Democratic issue of the lottery, you know, whether Alabama should have a lottery. That's an issue that hasn't really received a lot of support in the state for 15 years. But a year from now, when we're looking for revenue and faced with that choice of cutting spending or raising taxes, who knows? It might resurface again.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.